from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities, welcome to the safest radio studios in all of America. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to move quickly tonight. We're going to do like Wyatt Earp. We're going to hurry up and take our time. Does that make sense? How'd you shoot so good? How come you were always so accurate? Because you got to hurry up and take your time. And that's what we're going to do today. Lots to cover for you today. By all measures, this previous week was not a good week for gun grabbers in America. Why do I say that? Oh, he's going to politicize the Alexandria shootings. No, I'm not going to politicize the Alexandria shooting. The other side does that very well. I'm simply going to give you the facts, because facts are stubborn things. And facts mean things, and we can learn from facts. We don't spin facts. What is just is. And telling you what is easy to do.
Well, it depends on well, the word and definition of it.
No, it doesn't. Your history. So is what's her face, your wife, and so is what's his face. All you are gone, and we're left with fact. Bad week for gun grabbers last week. Bad week. The entire world got to see good guys with guns stopping bad guys with guns. Now, we all know that's what happens. That's why cops have guns. That's why when you played cops and robbers as a kid, you know that politically incorrect game? Cops had guns. Why? Because they could stop the robbers who had guns, toy guns. Cops and robbers. Cowboys and Indians. Ooh, politically incorrect, right? Don't care. That's what we all played when we were kids. Played cowboys and Indians. Used to buy the headdresses and the little six guns and the bows and arrows. Used to buy them in toy stores. Here's what it was. Politically incorrect, right? Tough. Get over yourselves. We knew then, when we were kids, that good guys with guns stopped bad guys with guns. We knew it then, and we know it now. This is not rocket science. The whole world got to witness what happened in Alexandria, Virginia, at the ball field. Now, I have a little bit of an advantage over other radio programs around the country who, you know, I'm on 6 days a week. I was able to talk with you about what happened in Alexandria the day after it happened, the day it happened, the morning it happened. We were live on the radio with you, and you were tuned in and listening, and the feedback has been tremendous. Thank you, and I really appreciate the engagement and people sending me the emails with updates from all over the country and the commentary that's coming in about what we witnessed in Alexandria. A left-wing hater fueled by hate speech from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the mainstream media, and the rest of everybody on the left. Hateful, hateful rhetoric that we all see. Think about this. Hateful? Oh, they're on the hateful on the right, too. No, the right, no, no, no. Nobody had plays in New York City depicting the assassination of Barack Obama. Receiving accolades from publications like the New York Times and other mainstream media outlets. It's garbage, and we all know it. And it boiled over and it festered over in a left-wing, lunatic, nutjob, wacko who passed background checks lawfully, by the way, in Illinois and had his void card because background checks don't work. We're going to go there in just a few minutes. The whole world saw this glaring hypocrisy and lies from the left. And it exposed their lies and hypocrisy, and it proved us right. Again, because we are right. That's why we don't need to debate it. That's why it's not us fighting it. The Constitution recognizes us. We're simply defending what is from attacks from others who don't like what is. And the world saw that. Chuck Schumer stood on the floor of the United States Senate and thanked God that someone at that ball field was there to stop the carnage. or as he said, with his glasses hanging down at the tip of his nose. Thanks for that, by the way, New York. Thanks for that. Can't find anything better after all these decades. Good Lord. Chuck Schumer, looking down over the tip of his nose through his glasses, said, thank God someone was there to stop it. What Chuck Schumer was saying was, thank God someone had a gun. You know why? Because there's kinship there. This was one of their own. And it's okay to protect me. Thank God someone had a gun to protect me. Because that's what Scalise represents. All of them. That's what Schumer was saying. And the world saw it. I saw it. You saw it. If you were listening to this program or the daily version of this program that day, you heard it. Think about what I'm telling you. Chuck Schumer, on the floor of the United States Senate on record, it's part of the congressional record forever, praising the reaction and the fact that someone at that ball field was armed. Now, Chuck Schumer will tell you, well, they're police officers. I'm talking about it because of the police officers. I'm not talking about you, police officers. Here's the problem Chuck Schumer has. All of those who were being shot at are talking about themselves. Because they're not police officers. They're congressmen. And they're all saying the same thing, Chuck Schumer. See, Chuck Schumer has a problem now. His own colleagues are saying, enough is enough. I have a right to defend my life. I've got a carry permit, and I'm carrying my gun. My gun will be in my front pocket, was one statement. And then what happens? Barry Loudermilk, Republican, Georgia, immediate, he was there, immediately steps up and says, look, we should be able to have firearms. This is crazy. And while I'm not any more special than you, John Q. Public, we're under threat. We get threats. We're targets. Therefore, we should be able to carry firearms as representatives, as congresspeople, as elite. We should be able to carry firearms here in the district because we're targets. Interesting, because Barry Loudermilk is my representative. I voted for Barry Loudermilk. And I reminded Barry Loudermilk the moment he made those statements publicly and when I talked to his office and when I sent an email that he was leaving something out. Me and you. Because you see, Barry Loudermilk is a co-sponsor of Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, which solves Barry Loudermilk's problem by giving him and me and you reciprocity, not just in D.C., but everywhere we happen to be. Why then the cry for special treatment and a carve-out for them? I'll tell you why. Because they know they can get it done now today because of what just happened. What about us? What about me? We're going to be able to ask Barry Loudermilk that question. Now, Barry Loudermilk is pro-gun. Don't get me wrong. He is pro-gun. I want to ask him why the dichotomy there. What's up with this dynamic? What's happening here? Where did this come from? Was this an emotional response? Because I know you ain't forgetting about little old me. Are you? We're going to be able to ask him because we're working on bringing him to the program. He was unable to be here today. It's Father's Day. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But Barry Loudermilk, we are expecting to have on the daytime program coming up this week. We're working with his people right now to bring you that interview with Barry Loudermilk. We'll hear from himself why. I'm going to run out of time here. When I come back, I'm going to bring Alan Gottlieb in because other representatives are calling for, let's get this done in D.C., not just for me, but for thee too. And my response to that is, you've already got the bill sitting there. The new bumper sticker. Just move the bill, dude. It's already there. You don't need a carve-out. Just pass reciprocity for everybody, and Trump will sign it. End of discussion. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Let's go right to the Second Amendment Foundation hotline here into the safest radio studio in all of America and talk with the great Alan Gottlieb, my very, very dear friend, and that makes him a very close friend of yours. I can promise you that. A man that has spent the last four decades plus fighting for your right to bear arms. Fascinating conversation we're getting ready to have, whether he knows it or not. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good to be with you, Mark. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. Let me get that out right now to all of you around the country, single moms included. It's Father's Day for everybody. It's Father's Day for all of us. I hope you had a wonderful day today. I did. Alan, I spent the day, part of the day anyway, with my kids over at SunTrust Park today watching great nine innings of baseball when we watched the Braves beat the Marlins in the bottom of the ninth with a walk-off. It was a lot of fun to be there. I hope you had a wonderful time with your family, too.
I did. I had my children over at the house and grandchildren. It was really super.
Excellent. Congratulations and happy Father's Day to you wherever you are in hundreds of cities around the country as we talk Armed American Radio and the right to bear arms. Alan, let's go to my opening remarks. Nothing written down there. Off the cuff, wanted to let it out. Kind of a synopsis of what I've been talking about over the last few days on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I kind of wanted to see where I would go. And where I went right back to was kind of angry Mark coming out talking about how the world got to see this utter hypocrisy from the left. You have a press release out about the hateful rhetoric causing what we saw. And then I go back to being angry, Mark, and settling right back in with Congress saying, well, we need to be able to carry guns in Washington, D.C. And I'm thinking the bill's been there for months. Move it and get it done with. Tell me, am I missing something here? Can you put a piece of the puzzle together for us?
No, you're not missing anything at all. It's just being practical about this. There's a lot of things on their plate all at one time, getting rid of a lot of the Obama stuff and, you know, trying to get a budget passed and health care and other things and taxes. So we're going to have to be a little patient. I mean, but I'm as impatient as you are, and I want to move it as quickly as possible. And I think we're going to get it moved, but it's not the number one priority they have. It may have moved up in a few notches now that Congressman, unfortunately became targets, so to speak. So hopefully it'll move it up a little bit. But, you know, what's really interesting is how the anti-gun groups and lobby, gun prohibition lobby and anti-gun media want to ignore the reality of the situation when it comes down to, you know, a good guy with a gun saved everybody's life. And also this week, you know, add to that, I'm taking it a slightly different direction, but we had the two prisoners from your state who broke out of prison and, you know, murdered the prison guards, I believe. Were there for, you know, violent crimes to begin with, out on our streets. And lo and behold, who stops them and holds them for the police for arrest? A good law-abiding citizen with a firearm and a permit to carry is the one who ends up getting them off the streets, protecting us all. So, again, there's multiple reasons why gun control legislation doesn't work stopping bad guys, and why some of these bills need to pass to empower more of our rights and freedoms to protect ourselves.
Well, you know, you jumped ahead of me just a little bit, but I'm glad you did, because that was going to be the second part of my equation when I opened up saying it was a really bad week for the hypocrites on the left who come after the right to bear arms, because the whole world saw what happened in Alexandria. And then the second half of that equation, as you just mentioned, is those two dirtbag scumbag murderers, cop killers here in Georgia being transported just a little bit southeast of these studios, not far from these studios here, actually, who murdered the two corrections officers and then took off on the run after carjacking people. These are very dangerous individuals. And then we're caught, as you said, outside Shelbyville, Tennessee, and held by law-abiding citizen. When you combine that on top of what we saw, that kind of defeats Chuck Schumer's argument, because Chuck Schumer is going to say to us when he starts pushing for more gun control in the next few days, because once this dies down, that's what they're going to do. Schumer's on record on the Senate saying, hey, thank God, you know, basically somebody was there to stop this. It would have been terrible, because it was one of his own. He saw himself there, all right? And then all of a sudden, we have a law-abiding citizen over here. Now, Schumer's going to say, well, it was police officers, right? You and me talked about that on the weekend show. Isn't that where he's going to default to? Well, I was talking about police officers.
Yeah, that's all he's going to say, is that, you know, only law enforcement should have guns, nobody else. But here we just proved him wrong again with what happened.
Exactly.
You know, in Tennessee, stopping these two, you know, convicts on the loose because somebody had a gun to hold them. And again, not a shot wasn't even fired, you know. This is, again, what really bothers me most about this whole thing, Mark, is the fact that every time there's a misuse of a gun, you've got, you know, every town, you know, for gun control, and, you know, moms demand attention,
right.
You know, and all the anti-gun media and the Trace, Bloomberg's, you know, media mouthpiece against guns, you know, all, you know, always likes to trumpet when there's a gun misused. But when somebody uses a gun to protect the rest of us, and that's what this was when this gentleman in Tennessee, you know, held these, you know, two, you know, convicts on the loose at gunpoint, so to speak, that and protected us all. Where are all these other people? They're quiet. They're silent. They ignore it. They pretend it didn't happen. So it really grates me that you know, the anti-gun media pretty much wants to ignore the fact of a good guy with a gun saving everybody's lives. This is really, I mean, it's such a double standard. And then you look at the hate speech, you know that obviously helped trigger this idiot who went and shot members of Congress. When you look at the hate speech, you know, I've been used to this, and you probably have too, as a gun rights talk show host. I mean, we get threatening letters. We get, you know, ugly emails. We get all kinds of, you know, cold kinds of things. We don't get invited to the right cocktail parties because we're gun owners. I mean, the hatred and the ostracizing, you know, gun ownership and demonizing guns and gun owners goes on all the time. It's something that we're kind of used to. And quite frankly, it gets a little upsetting and gets a little old.
Well, a lot of it got put to bed this week because a lot of it was thrown out for the world to see. And it wasn't a political thing. Look, these are the things we talk about every day that happen. The world saw it in a much bigger light. This wasn't just a little blurb, Alan, that we talk about all the time, you know, with a use of defensive use of a firearm, you know, that I call her here on this program happy ending stories. This was just a party happy ending story. Because the whole world got to see the good guy use of the gun. This did make international news. It wasn't just a blurb over here in, you know, the Norfolk whatever or the Jacksonville whatever or the small town Gazette. But this was covered everywhere globally. The whole planet saw this. Now, the whole planet might not have seen what happened in Georgia, but the whole country saw what happened in Georgia. So here you've got this tail end. I'm not looking for political gain here because we talk about it every day. I don't have to seek political gain. But when the opportunity presents for me to point it out glaringly like this did, I have to take that. Forgive me for doing that, but isn't that what we do here?
Yeah, and nobody has to forgive you for that. But it really is galling that, you know, the anti-gun movement in this country then ignores things like, you know, what happened, you know, stopping these convicts and escape from Georgia. They don't want to talk about it. They want to ignore it like it never happened. You know, and they like to talk about, gee, so many people, we have this gun epidemic violence problem in this country. But every time there's a really classic case of somebody using a gun to protect themselves or the rest of us,
silent.
Pretend it doesn't happen. Dead
it's
silence.
Crickets, absolute crickets. We're getting ready to take a break. Perfect place to stop. When we come back, I want to pick up on that just a little bit, the crickets. Well, because I have a theory of why it's crickets, and I happen to know I'm right. When I give you my theory, you'll understand that. And then we're going to go to Congress and what concerns me about some of the rhetoric I'm hearing about gun rights for Congress. Don't go away.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Ah, back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, the safest radio studios in all of America. The LA Times is at it again. I'm going to go there with Alan Gottlieb in just a second. Alan, welcome back to the program. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and also the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, CCRKBA, a man who has been fighting on your behalf for decades and winning court battles across the country in courtrooms around the country on your behalf. Alan, welcome back to the show. You were talking about crickets. This is a case that blows everything out of the water. Their silence is so deafening now, it's glaringly obvious to anybody who's paying attention, anyone of any political stripe. Because this was blown up, because of who it was and the nature of what happened in Alexandria, it's impossible. The hypocrisy is dripping now. Get a napkin. It's a mess. It's everywhere, and the whole world can see that. So I think in this case, Alan, the crickets here is you got to put headphones on to drown out the sound of the silence now. Wouldn't that be true, don't you think? I mean, everybody sees this.
Well, not everybody sees it, but thank heavens more and more people are seeing it, particularly in light of the fact that, you know, shows like yours that talk about it and, you know, organizations like mine that put out news releases about it and make sure that, you know, we highlight it and stick our finger in their eye, so to speak, and let everybody know that the crickets are silent. And why are they silent? You need to ask yourself that question. And they're silent because it destroys their political agenda, and they don't like it.
Well, it kills their political agenda. It wrecks it. It destroys it. It flies in the face of the Constitution, and it exposes everything they've ever told you as the lie that it is. And it just it shines. It puts a spotlight. It puts a laser beam focused right on lie, lie, lie. Look at this. I keep going back to the law enforcement officer down in Lee County, Florida, who is alive today because of the CCW permit holder at 5 o'clock in the afternoon during rush hour traffic, who saved his life by walking past everyone who was standing there filming this cop getting beaten within an inch of his life by a black man. And a black CCW holder walked past everybody taking pictures of it in broad daylight, disgustingly so, ordered the man to stop. The officer yelled, "Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him." And he did, and it was over, and the media said nothing. So that highlights everything. This highlights everything. And that goes right to my theory that I wanted to go into, Alan, and that is the fact that this is 100% media-driven silence. The reason they get away with being quiet is because the media pulls the spotlight back. And as I've often said on this program, it's not what the media tells us that is so dangerous. It's what they don't. Care to comment before we move on that aspect of it?
Oh, you're 100% right. You know, there's two kinds of things we have to deal with. One, the fake news, like, you know, the governor of Virginia talking about how 59 million people are killed a day by guns.
Which
I'm sorry, 93 million, which would mean in 3 days you wouldn't have anybody left in the country. Or, instead of the fake news, the ignoring of news so that they get to drive their agenda if they don't give people the real facts at all by just, you know, not printing them, not talking about them. And that's exactly what you're talking about. And both of those, at both ends of the spectrum, destroy us.
Incredibly dangerous by what they don't tell us. All right, let's move on to, I have an LA Times piece here, another shooting close to home and still no change in Washington's gun debate. Here's why, but I want to get to that in the next segment, and even if I can't, I won't be too upset about it, because I want to go back to the politics of this for just a moment because of some of the rhetoric in Washington, and I'm talking the rhetoric coming from the Republicans now, Alan, good friends of ours. These are pro-gun people. I know they are. I'm not attacking them. And I understand that this hit close to home, and I'm sure there's an emotional response to this. The knee-jerk reaction from Barry Loudermilk. We're seeing others in Congress. Collins, I have a permit. Wherever I go, I'm going to carry my gun now. Now, by the way, that was the smartest statement from any congressman I've heard. Anybody who doesn't like him that heard him say that is going to think twice before they even go somewhere to cause a problem, because now they know he's carrying a firearm. That's like putting up a sign in front of your house that says, "This house is well-armed. Go next door." Criminal's not going to break into your house. They're going to go next door. He just put himself in that position. But here's what concerns me. I'm worried about national reciprocity right now because it hasn't been going anywhere. This pops up. We've got a lot of call from people inside the Beltway, Republicans, who know they can move this quickly, which is why I think Loudermilk said what he said, not to get rid of the bill that he co-sponsored, but to get this one moving quickly because, boy, this is me. I want to be able to carry today. And here's what I'm afraid of, and you know Washington well. If they're successful in moving that bill that these congressmen are calling for now to give them special privileges, I'm afraid national reciprocity will sit forever because they got what they wanted for themselves. Is that a sound fear, or is it just that, a fear?
Well, it's a fear, but it's also a sound fear, Mark, because we've seen this happen other times in various states around the country when gun control legislation gets passed, where police or law enforcement or somebody special gets exempted and the rest of us don't. And to me, this would be creating an exemption for them and not for us, so to speak. So I'm not exactly a fan of this kind of stuff. I don't think it's going to derail our national reciprocity at all. I think, quite frankly, we're probably stronger with national reciprocity because of this. But on the other hand, we're going to make sure that nobody gets carved out and congressmen get to carry and the rest of us don't. It's going to be all or nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you, Alan. I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned that if they move that bill forward, that national reciprocity gets tabled for quite some time because they got what they want. Here's what I think we can do about that, though. I think you're right. I know you're right. And that is, we can now step up to the plate, because if we don't want that to happen, then we have to take action today. That means every single one of us needs to call our individual congressperson right now, today, tomorrow, and do it repeatedly and tell them, pass national reciprocity already on the table, Concealed Carry Act of 2007, National Reciprocity, Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. Pass it. It solves all of these problems. It's already there. You've already sponsored it, co-sponsored it. Move that bill, dude. That's all you have to do. And if we do that, we eliminate the threat, because I don't think they're going to take up a second gun bill back to back. And I think they'd leave us sitting. I really do.
Well, that's always a possibility, but I think the uproar of America's gun owners is going to be so strong, and they know that ahead of time. that, quite frankly, our bill is going to go. We're going to get national reciprocity. It may not happen until later this year, near close to the end of the year, is what my guess is. But I think you're going to see it. And then this other bill of just granting Congress the exemption and not the rest of us is not going to go anywhere.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear you say. And I'm glad I phrased my comments the way I did to elicit that response. Hopefully, I think you're right. I hope you're right. But I am concerned, and I do want to put that out there. I've been watching these guys for way too long. These are the clowns that give themselves raises in the middle of the night and give themselves exemptions from Obamacare and everything else while sticking it to the rest of us, regardless of party. So I'm not going to say I'm not concerned. I've seen too much of this over the years. But, Mr. Gottlieb, I think you're right on this one. But it's important that all of us, you, me, everybody, make sure we call our congresspeople right now and let them know that they're not due any special carve-outs. Pass national reciprocity. It's already sitting there. Move the bill, dude. It's that simple. All right, Alan, we're getting ready to head. I guess we've got about another minute left here, so I'm going to set this one up. You may or may not have seen this. I don't want to catch off guard, so I'll throw it out. L.A. Times, certainly not a pro-gun rag at all. Analysis from a contact reporter by the name of Mark Barabic, or Barabic, I'm not sure, don't really care. Another shooting close to home and still no change in Washington's gun debate. Here's why. He goes on to talk about, and I'll quote the opening paragraph, nothing changed after moviegoers were slaughtered in Aurora. Nothing changed after children were massacred in Newtown, after worshipers were killed inside a church in Charleston, after office workers were mowed down at a holiday party in San Bernardino. And even though members of Congress were attacked Wednesday by a gunman on a ball field just outside the Capitol, nothing is likely to change in the Washington debate over gun control, save the addition of Alexandria to the list of blood-soaked postmarks. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you, what kind of change is this guy looking for? The background checks that the killer passed in Illinois and Colorado and everywhere else? What kind of change is the LA Times calling for here that Washington won't give them? What is it they're looking for? Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org, when we come back. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
USCCAonair.com. Win today's gun, a Kimber Solo CDP valued at 1,223 bones. That's the check you'll get. You have 4 hours, 11 minutes, and 38 seconds from the sound of my voice right now. If you don't win the gun a day, the giveaway, you can always try tomorrow because it's going on through the month of June, but you will be entered in the grand prize drawing, which is the Dream Truck giveaway valued at $45,000. One of you is going to win a $45,000 truck. And I would love to hear from you when you do. But one of you will. All you have to do is join the USCCA today. Get both your chances to win. Either the Gun A Day giveaway today, the Kimber Solo CDP valued at $1,223. You'll get the check for $1,223. Go out and buy the gun. Or whatever you want. It's up to you. We hope you buy the gun with it. And how do you do it? Simple. Peace of mind. I tell you every day and every week on this show, peace of mind. The Self-Defense Shield, simply the best product on the market. That's why everybody wants to copy it, and they can't. Silver, up to $300,000 in protection, $13 a month. If, God forbid, you have to use your firearm in self-defense to save yourself, your family, or anyone else for that matter, and not even a firearm, if you have to punch somebody's lights out to do it, or whatever weapon you have at your disposal, you're covered. It's not just firearms. But most of you carry firearms. You're covered. Silver up to $300,000 in protection. Gold up to $575,000 in protection, $22 a month. The silver is $13 a month. I have the platinum. I've had it for years. My wife has the platinum. Up to $1.15 million in protection, $30 a month. That's the protection you have. This isn't a reimbursement. This isn't a, well, let's give you 20% over here and wait and see what happens. And if you get acquitted, well, okay, then, you know, we'll give you another 60% and pay you a total. No, it doesn't work that way. 100% coverage in your bank account today. Your attorney gets a check immediately. Crisis team working with you. Attorneys all over the country working on behalf of you immediately. It's immediate. Don't play games with this stuff. This is important. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, you need this stuff. USCCAonair.com. If you have questions about it, please email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will point you in the right direction. I will answer you myself, I promise you. All right, don't let this slide. Peace of mind. You need to be able to sleep at night. It's that simple. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program. The LA Times, for those demanding a crackdown on guns, the attack in Virginia showed the danger of promiscuous laws that let a political malcontent turn his rage into action spoken through the barrel of an assault-style rifle. For those opposing stiffer laws, the fact that carnage was not far worse testified to an abiding view that, in the words of a popular adage, the most effective thing to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And then he goes on and on and on to talk about the debate and the essence of politics, etc. What is it? What kind of change does the LA Times want in the face of what we just saw?
Well, basically, you can go to their editorials that they've written for years. What they really want is gun prohibition. And not just the LA Times running stories like this about how Congress is not going to do anything, and they're going to let more blood in the streets, so to speak. It's not just the LA Times. You've got the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, the whole anti-gun media has come up with this, and it's talking points, quite frankly, that they get from Bloomberg and Bloomberg's organizations.
So when they go to the trade, and that's very true. I want to make this point to you, listener. What you just heard Alan say, this is why I tell you have to be a step ahead. Sun Tzu, The Art of War, right? The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. Go over to the organization, sign up, get the emails, read them. Get on the Brady Bunch list. Head over to every town. Get their emails. They send them to me every day under different names. Sometimes they cancel me when they find out who I am. They don't let me on their Twitter or anything else. That's okay. Just change my name. Get their emails. Guess what happens? You get to see their mindset. It's the propaganda that comes to people who don't think, but people who read the headlines. Alan, I don't think I've ever asked you that. Is that good advice I'm giving out to have people go there and get on these lists to read this stuff, or would you just rather have people walk away from it?
I'd rather have people read it for a number of reasons. And the main reason, Mark, is that way you don't believe what I tell them or what you tell them. They hear it in the words directly from our opponents. And, if you can't believe me and you can't believe you, they can surely believe the enemy when the enemy speaks it directly to them. I think it's important for that reason, as well as I think it's important because you need to know who your enemy is and what they want to do. It's also really important so that you know exactly where they're going quickly so that you can counter them and work with various, groups around the country, the National Rifle Association, the Right to Keep Your Arms, the Second Amendment Foundation, and immediately, strike back to protect your rights. So, yeah, I think it's excellent advice. And not only that, but let's be fair about it. It costs the bad guys all kinds of money to send us
sure.
all the mail and the emails and everything else. So get on their list.
Get on their list.
I think it's really important. It's excellent advice. I'm glad you gave it out.
I think you're absolutely right. I keep forgetting about that. There is a monetary aspect to this, too. It does cost the money. If Bloomberg wants to spend his money, help him spend his money. Let him send the stuff to you, too. But it really does. I hearken back to the days I had to deal with the Teamsters in a trucking company I worked at many, many years ago in Philadelphia. And I loved all those drivers. We got to be really good friends. And the union just got in the way of our friendship. And I used to read some of the propaganda going back into the 80s that came from the Teamsters that they were spewing out to the drivers, just fostering and festering this hatred between the drivers and management when it really didn't have to be that way. And it's the same thing with this stuff that you get from the anti-gunners. I really do believe that they're playing to the lowest common denominator here. They're looking for the headline surfer who feels and really doesn't think, Alan. And it's sad, but there are a number of people out there who do that. That's why they get away with what they do and they don't get called on it because those people go, yeah, I'm going to wear an orange shirt today. And like Obama, I'm going to carry an orange coffee mug. I'm not even going to wear an orange shirt. I'm just going to carry an orange coffee mug. And yay, I did something today, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's interesting they picked the color orange because it's Hunter Orange.
Right, right.
You think they would have picked a different color.
Alan, before we close out the rest of this program today, what have you got going on? Is there anything you can tell us? The Supreme Court, we've got about a minute left. The Supreme Court, any word yet on Peruta or Bindurup Suarez? Anything coming from the court and their conferences?
So, there'll be an announcement tomorrow, one way or the other, if they take the case, they don't take it, or they push it back, for another conference. There's only one more conference to come and one more announcement. So we're going to find out this Monday or the following Monday is probably what's going to happen. There's a slight chance that they might not do anything and hold it over, but that usually doesn't happen. So in the next 8 days or so, we should know for sure, and hopefully we're going to know tomorrow, and hopefully we're going to know, that it's a good ruling, so to speak. So watch your newspapers, watch your news releases coming from the Second Amendment Foundation tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure, too, to you want to get this information from the Second Amendment Foundation and get on their list. I am. You should be, too. SAF.org, SAF.org. I also want to direct you, too, Alan. I know it's June, but my gosh, it's going to be September 30th weekend before we know it. And the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Dallas this year. Give us 10-second crib note versions coming up quickly.
Can't do it in 10 seconds, but if you go to the website at saf.org, you get information on it. Registration is free. We'd love to have all your listeners there. They can come meet you personally. They can come meet me and a lot of other luminaries in the gun rights movement. It's a gun rights event of the year. So go to saf.org and find out the information.
And become a part of the gun lobby. Watch the gun lobby in action. Everybody you hear on the show will be there. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, man, for everything you do. Happy Father's Day to you and your entire family. Tell them all I love them. You know that. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom right here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Coming up next, the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. We'll wish him a happy Father's Day as well, and we're going to get all the latest stuff he's been writing about all week long, including catching up on what happened in Alexandria. He's been going crazy. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free park. And I'll see you right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.